From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on those elected to the parliament and the assembly of experts over the weekend to act in an interest of Iran and stand against outside influences. Ohio State University scholar Alam Payan tells VOA the assembly is a very important body in the Iranian government.
The assembly of experts, there's a possibility that probably that Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who was the former president long time ago, so probably about 15, 16 years ago. So he will probably replace Ayatollah Khamenei, who is now 76 years old. So that's one, which is the Assembly of the Experts, which is 88-member body.
Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. Unofficial tallies show reformists and moderates winning many of the seats in the Iranian elections. United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today in hopes of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians as a ceasefire enters a third day there. It began Saturday, and despite multiple claims of violations, the truce has largely held. Less than an hour before the deal went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the truce. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says peace talks might resume March 7th if the ceasefire holds. Two huge explosions on Sunday rocked the Somali town of Baidoa, 245 kilometers west of the capital Mogadishu, killing at least 13. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab has taken responsibility for similar attacks. This is VOA News.